This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A Lincoln man accused of setting a playground on fire and hitting a police officer with drumsticks was arrested Thursday. Unless it said Omaha man, I thought it might have been Joe America.
I saw this headline. What kind of drumsticks?
I thought food too, Nick, but no, it's actual drumsticks.
You're hitting your drum.
Lincoln police were called to the area of 10th and Benton Streets at 10:45. I don't know when this was.
Assault with an ice cream treat?
Yeah. That's a waste of a good drumstick, isn't it, Nick?
That's the best drumstick. Yep. Yeah.
The reporter.
I hope he saved a little chocolate slug for himself.
That's the best part.
It is.
It really is.
Absolutely.
The caller reported the 24-year-old Sang Hoon. Sang is the oldest 24-year-looking dude I've seen in a long time. Was pouring gasoline on playground equipment behind a home, and threatened to burn it down, but said before setting it on fire.
He follows through.
While investigating the fire, officers found Hoon walking near 27th and Superior Streets and attempted to speak with him. He said, "Go Huskers." No, he didn't say that. What he said. Then he pulled out two drumsticks. You know, drummers walk around with two drumsticks in the back of their jeans. Do you think this guy's a drummer?
Maybe.
Or a wannabe.
Or just a homeless guy with two drumsticks.
Yeah. I just found a couple of drumsticks.
I know a couple of drummers, and they don't generally walk around with drumsticks in their back pocket.
Well, when you're younger, they do. They just carry them everywhere. You see it all the time.
But you don't look not cool with drumsticks in your back
pocket. And took an aggressive stance toward an officer following him before walking away. The officer attempted to place Hoon under arrest. Police said that he began swinging the drumsticks, and those things will sting.
They hurt.
Is he swinging them like nunchucks?
But hitting him, I'm sure there wasn't a chain between them, Todd, but still, hitting one officer and causing him to fall. Dude, you fell with a drumstick?
Well, he's probably pretty quick with that.
Yeah. Ow.
You got to be.
You hold your hands up, hits your forearms, that would sting.
If you've ever played drums, you've caught a finger with a drumstick, hurts like hell.
Yeah. He was handcuffed because he has hands, it says here, and was taken to Lancaster County on suspicion of third-degree attempted assault and resisting arrest. Bad day for Sang Hoon. Do you think that was drugs? Look at his face.
I think there's a good chance.
Yeah. He looks like he might be a little wasted. What kind of name is Sang Hoon? Because I can't tell by looking at him. Like what ethnicity is. H-U-Y-N-H.
Korean?
He doesn't look Asian, though, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think he looks more like Middle Eastern in this photo. Mm. Looks like he had a rough day, though.
He looks like he's a good drummer.
Yeah. He does look like he could be a good drummer, right? Yeah.
For a K-pop band?
Yeah.
No, he's not that Asian looking, Todd. He's got a full beard,
maybe,
man.
Maybe a shoegazer.
Yeah. Asians can't grow beards like puss, you know. This guy's got a full beard. He almost looks Middle Eastern, but I don't know what he is. But Sang, you're right, sounds pretty Asian.
Yeah, he looks Asian. Yeah. But I'm if you're the cop and it says the guy took an aggressive stance towards the cop with the drumsticks.
Right.
Isn't that just taser time? Don't you just whip out your taser? All right, no, I'm not doing this. But you're done.
I mean, I don't know if they have the kind that shoot or not, you know.
I mean, that's just.
That might be excessive.
Ice would have killed him.
They can't hurt, but they're not. They're not
ice would have killed him. Ice would have killed him, you know.
Sang Hoon is a common Korean masculine given name.
There you go.
I guess, I don't think he looks Korean to me, but I guess he is. Yeah, I guess he does. The beard's throwing me off a little bit. You know, I guess he does look Korean. Yeah. Sang, hope you get your life together, brother.
What's the difference between Korean meatballs and regular meatballs?
Great question.
Is it?
Just at a restaurant, and
there's Korean barbecue like
Korean
and regular barbecue.
And,
what's the difference between Korean barbecue?
On a pizza.
Yeah. Well, it said Korean meatballs on a pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me hungry. What's the difference, Nick?
I don't know.
I think it's.
I don't know if there's no punchline after this.
It's the spice they use.
You can't write a joke around that now. You don't have to.
I don't have to. I'm done.
Write a joke
done writing jokes.
Yeah,
I have been for years.
They differ from your traditional Western style meatballs primarily through their flavor profile, incorporating sweet, spicy, and savory elements, and the distinct sticky glaze.
You had me at sticky glaze.
I figured,
too, man.
Gochujang. It's a Korean hot pepper paste. There's your difference right there, Nick.
Is that the difference between Korean barbecue and regular barbecue, then?
I guess.
Yeah.
That's the difference between most barbecues, is what spices, what sauces they use.
Nick, Pizza Hut is hiring a hot crust connoisseur to eat free pizza for a year. Are they telling you to eat it? A dream job just dropped. It's one of those things they bring out just to get the news.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pay $31,000. I love how it's just down to the
$31,415.92. There's a reason. It's in a nod to Pi Day. They announced this
on Pi Day,
the mathematical pie.
Because I remember back in the day when you would argue about money with a boss and you say you want $32,000 a year, and they would say, how about we give you $31,415?
Right.
And they stick with that.
Yeah.
No, the other way around. You would get offered like $31,400, and you'd say, can we make that 30? Can we make that 32? They go, no. Then you go to the boss, whoever your boss is, you go, you know, that's a whole year to give me 800 more, 600 more bucks. That's a whole year to give me 600 more bucks. You know that.
Aren't someone
there's nothing we can do.
Lob out the question. You know, we all learned about pi and in geometry class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it goes on infinitely.
Yep.
3.14. Do you know how many digits can you go into the value of pi?
Two.
About what it was, 3.141592. That's what I remember. And then, after that,
that's about as far as I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know the 9.2 or the 1.5.
Yeah,
because it's been a long time.
And I learned this one from Spock in Star Trek. If you ever really want to fry a computer's brain, you ask them. In fact, someone should do this with their Alexa. Calculate to the last digit the value of pi.
Don't they just say, would Alexa just say, I don't know, sir, you know?
That takes too long.
No, I'm
curious if they would start calculating.
I got to think that modern AIs are better than that, you know?
That they would know?
That they would go, oh, yeah, no, you can't do that, I'm sorry.
Why is there no end to it?
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician.
And discuss that. That'd be as interesting as our time.
Asking the big questions.
Yeah.
What's a Korean meatball?
Yeah.
Why is pi infinite?
It has something to do with circumference over diameter. That's all I remember.
Free pizza for 1 year in exchange for their services. Okay, we always wondered about this. What does free pizza for a year mean? One every day?
Probably one every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Once a week?
They're bringing out a new crust. This is why they're doing all this. A garlic parm hut blend crust. I guess it's the first time they've changed their crust in like a decade.
Pizza Hut advertise?
I haven't heard them, but I'm sure they do somewhere.
Pizza's not bad. Yeah. Pizza's either good or not.
Worst pizza I ever had last week was Pizza Hut pizza in Ogallala, Nebraska.
Oh, you just had a bad one?
It was cold.
The worst one you ever had?
Yeah.
It was cold.
The worst I can remember.
They gave it to you cold.
I can't remember a worse pizza that I've had in a long, long time. And it was, you know, like the cardboard.
Yeah. That's not good.
No. Very disappointing.
I blame Ogallala for that.
Yeah, is this new crust across the board? Or do you have to order?
No, it's just one of the new. You can still get all the other.
Don't worry, Nick, man.
Here's the problem. I've had a good experience at the Pizza Hut in Ogallala before.
Oh, there's the problem.
The problem is you got to be consistent.
Well, maybe
was it a Pizza Hut where the guy just shoved his head in the fryer?
No, that was an Olive Garden.
No, damn it!
No.
See that guy? Shit.
This is a regular Pizza Hut looking Pizza Hut.
An old school one?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't usually, like, Heather and I just drove by one of those on the way to this show last week. Like, I'm drunk
still,
to
it's still a Pizza Hut or a refurbished other building, but it looks like
a Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I think there's one I drive by on my way to my parents' house that I think it's now like an insurance office or something.
Yeah, a lot of those. Right.
I mean, they don't redo the roof, though.
No.
So you know exactly what it used to be.
I bet I could beat their rates.
I bet you could, Nick. I'm counting on you.
That happens too, like old Taco Bells.
Yeah.
Like fast food restaurants used to have, you know, personalities and the architecture.
I thought about that the other day because there's a lot of them. They show the evolution of the McDonald's restaurants and how they. And I'm not even going back to the 60s. I'm talking about it just even in the 80s when they're colorful and still look pretty cool. And then they show the 90s, they were still a little colorful. And now they just show this bland gray brown building. I want to know because it's not about some sort of. Community area, because most of the McDonald's are in a big area with a bunch of businesses, so that doesn't matter. Colors doesn't matter. I want to know the reasoning behind that. I mean, did they look into it and think the McDonald's should be just more brown-looking building as opposed to something cool you want to walk into? There has to be some sort of research behind that. Why they did that?
Money. It's all about money. They all it's all a kit now. Yeah. All the McDonald's look the same because they're easy to build.
They are.
They blew one up in my neighborhood and put it back together over the weekend.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, they did. I remember I remember they built one. Yeah.
And no more playgrounds either.
Nope.
Yep.
No, I saw one.
I think part of it is that they were
people thought
they were trying to market too much to kids, so they got rid of the stairs or the chairs that look like tree stumps and stuff.
Oh, I got it. They want adults to show up there for lunch. I got it. And they're the ones with money.
Yeah.
I got it.
Right. No, I remember. I mean, the indoor McDonald's playground when you were a kid was just the best.
No, but they have one.
I haven't seen one forever.
No, I haven't been in my McDonald's, which is pretty close here. It's a typical brown square building, but it says play place inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so it must be a relic from a day gone by.
But it's not. It's a newer building.
You should go hang out there.
No, I'm not going to.
A lot of people don't know that
McDonald's
is actually a real estate company. That's where they make most of their money. They get prime real estate, and then they pass it along to the franchisees.
Oh, they lease it to the franchisee.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new buildings in general that don't have a lot of personality.
Oh, you're right. Look at our studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one we're sitting in?
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
60% of McDonald's operating income comes from rent payments.
Yeah.
Because they always got the prime real estate. They're right off the interstate all the time, everywhere you go.
Well, and they have prime real estate worldwide.
Yes.
Everywhere. You can't get away from McDonald's.
Old Sang is Vietnamese here from Vietnamese.
He's according to an email.
Yeah, right. So it's a huge Vietnamese name. I don't know, but he's a huge Vietnamese name. But get some help there, buddy. Don't hit a cop with drumsticks.
All right. Funny, it's hard to practice drumming in jail.
Right, it is. Right.
Oh, you can practice it anywhere.
Yeah.
They have no drums.
Yeah. You can drum with your hands.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't have sticks in jail, though, Nick. Well, they did. They'd be probably
you got your hands.
Else, huh?
Unlike that cornhole player. At least he's got the hands.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.